Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm nationwide. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, we got Joan Pride, our senior editor with the Kiplinger Letters, with us. We're talking about, moving on now, we're talking about the economy. Joan, you guys have got an outstanding economic forecast that you got here on the front page. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, we say we're going to have moderate gains in GDP late this year, meaning, I guess, right now. And those moderate gains will continue into next year. So that's good news.
That is good news.
Yep.
Overall, every forecast I'm seeing, every economist that I talk to or that I know about, Chairman Bernanke, Geithner, Secretary Geithner, everybody is saying that this recovery is going to be a marathon. It's not going to be a sprint.
That's right.
That we're and I heard somebody the other day say that unemployment at this level could be, you know, we could be four or five years getting down to where we were, you know, say 2 years ago.
Wow.
So it's going to be a long, hard slug, but I think we don't like where we are, but we like the direction we're going in, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah,
and it is. We
very
like
hopeful
the
direction.
We like the inclination. What about interest rates?
Well, interest rates are going up, which, you know, you kind of had to figure they're going to bottom out at some point pretty soon. And we say 10-year treasuries will rise to 4%.
Yeah. Well, and of course, most people listening to this show care more about the prime rate.
True.
And right now it's about three and a quarter.
That's not
which,
bad, is
which
it?
Is which is you, which of course that means that small business owners pay 4, 5, 6, or 7%, but it's still that's a rate we can work with. We can live with that.
Absolutely.
What about inflation?
Well, inflation is gonna only be 2% year over year, December 2010, from December 2009. So it's actually the rate of inflation is gonna slow after this year is what we're saying.
Right, and so that's a good thing from a standpoint. That's the thing that's telling us, that hopefully, Joan, that we're not going to have stagflation.
Right.
Which is the ugly one, right?
Boy, we hate that.
Yeah, that's tell the audience what that is.
Well, stagflation, and we've lived through it, you and I,
70s.
Where you have very slow growth, which would indicate a recession, but also you have high inflation.
Right.
And those two aren't supposed to go together.
Exactly.
But I think mainly because probably it was the oil crisis that did it.
And of course, the other thing that the Fed fears worse than inflation is deflation.
Well, that's another problem, but that's not stagflation.
But when you see the arrow going down, you know that's toward deflation.
Right. Well, that's what I wanted to say. You know, we're not saying that there will be deflation. We're just saying that the rate of inflation is going to slow.
Right. Exactly.
So which is good also because it means no deflation on the one hand, but also no stagflation on the other.
And this ties in with the fact that small business owners have no pricing power, meaning we do not have the ability.
Right.
We're still discounting. We don't have the ability to raise rates.
That's right.
Unemployment, though. Tell us about that.
Well, unemployment is going to peak at 10.5% early next year.
Mm-hmm.
And net, we're probably not going to have a net increase in new jobs till later in the year.
Right. Well, I heard someone say that they were expecting the unemployment still be at 10% in second quarter of 2011.
Wow.
Either Geithner or Bernanke, somebody said that, which is amazing. Crude oil, talk to us about crude oil.
Well, crude oil, we're saying, is just going to kind of stay steady between $70 to $80 a barrel through January. So that means, you know, that we've, at least in my area, we've had kind of a little spike in prices up in the, say, 270 range for gasoline per gallon. So that's not great news. I'd like to see it come down a little more.
Right, right. Car sales, a little bit of, I like the arrow on this one.
Yeah, slightly recovering. And we're looking at 11.9 million. And I don't know how that compares to the past, but if I see an up arrow on auto sales, that's got to be good for the economy.
Well, one of the things that's interesting about this, Joan, is everybody, I mean, 95 out of 100 people who buy a car finance it somehow. That's my number. I mean, I don't know what the number is, but you and I both know that most people finance their cars.
Right.
And a lease is the same, is a different kind of a financing, but it's still financing. You're using somebody else's money and making monthly payments. So if auto sales are going up, that must mean that credit is going to be a little more available.
Well, sure.
And I hope that's what that means, Joan. Yeah. Because we need that. Consumer credit, though, is still pretty darn tight. Joan, we're going to take a quick break. Folks, we'll be right back after these messages. Had a great economic report there from Joan, economic forecast report. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some other issues that are going to be important, including cloud computing. We're going to get a good report on that from Joan. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
But like a fool, I went on, whether the right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.